This is Morning Edition from NPR News. I'm Bob Edwards. U.S. attacks on Afghanistan have entered a second week. Secretary of State Colin Powell today travels to Pakistan and then on to India to discuss the bombing campaign. He'll also try to cool increased tensions between the two nuclear neighbors and partners in the war against terrorism. NPR's Michael Sullivan reports from Islamabad.
Secretary of State Powell is the highest-ranking U.S. official to visit Pakistan since the September 11th attacks on New York and Washington. Security has been tightened for the Secretary of State's visit. Leaders of several militant religious parties have called for a general strike to protest his presence and the Pakistani government's decision to help the U.S. in its war against terrorism. Yesterday, at least one person was killed and several dozen injured after violent protests outside one of two air bases Pakistan has allowed the U.S. to use in its campaign. During his visit, Secretary of State Powell will meet with General Musharraf and other officials to discuss the progress of the military effort, plans for a post-Taliban government, and how to reduce the level of tension between Pakistan and India, two nuclear neighbors who fought three wars over the past 50 years. The focus of that tension is the disputed region of Kashmir, where Islamic separatists have been fighting a decade-long guerrilla war against Indian rule in the Muslim-majority state. Earlier this month, a suicide bomber in Srinagar, the capital of Indian-controlled Kashmir, left more than 40 people dead. Some Indian officials recently warned India might consider hot pursuit of suspected militants across the border into Pakistan in the event of any further attacks. Pervez Iqbal Chima heads Islamabad's Policy Research Institute.
If that happens, one thing is sure, Pakistan will retaliate. Retaliation means a big war. Hot pursuit will certainly invoke a war between India and Pakistan.
Washington is well aware of the need to keep its fragile coalition together and for the need to keep India and Pakistan from diverting attention and resources from the war against the Taliban and Osama bin Laden. From the Indian perspective, one way to help, says Brahma Chalani of New Delhi's Center for Policy Research, is for Secretary of State Powell and the U.S. to understand and acknowledge India's current anger and frustration when he travels to New Delhi later this week.
He will get an earful from the Indians because the Indians are pretty upset that the frontline partner in this war on terrorism is a country that India regards as state sponsor of terrorism. And what also is an issue of concern to Indian policymakers is that for 3 years, Indian foreign policy had invested a lot in building a partnership with Washington. Suddenly, they find that the Americans are now aligned with Pakistan, and the future of the U.S.-Indian relationship looks increasingly uncertain.
India hopes and expects that the U.S. will put pressure on President Musharraf to rein in what India says are Pakistan-backed militants operating in Kashmir. Pakistan calls the separatists freedom fighters and says it offers them only diplomatic and moral support. Pakistan is sure to ask the U.S. to put pressure on India to resume a dialogue on the status of the disputed region. Satisfying both will not be easy, nor is it likely to be one of the Secretary of State's immediate goals. But getting both sides to agree to put aside their disagreement for the time being should be enough to allow the U.S. and its South Asian partners to concentrate on the primary objective, eliminating the Taliban and Osama bin Laden. Pakistani officials, meanwhile, are publicly expressing concern about the extent and duration of the U.S. strikes, a subject likely to be raised with Secretary of State Powell during his visit. Pakistan's Foreign Minister Abdul Sattar speaking on ABC's This Week.
I think the longer this operation lasts, the greater the damage, collateral damage, and the larger the number of Afghan refugees that enter Pakistan, the greater will be the worry and concern in Pakistan.
The greater the worry and concern, the greater the potential for civil unrest. Unrest not limited, as it is now, to the religious parties who support Osama bin Laden and the Taliban, but unrest among the majority of Pakistanis, who President Musharraf says still support him. Michael Sullivan, NPR News, Islamabad.